No word as yet from Sacramento on what Governor Jerry Brown will do in the wake of a state review board recommending parole for Leslie Van Houten. She's the woman who was convicted of murder in the 1969 Los Feliz killings of grocery magnate Leno LaBianca and his wife Rosemary. The ruling still has to be reviewed by the board's legal team, but after that, it'll be up to Jerry Brown to decide whether to block the decision, and that is something that he has done in the past. While the case is decades old, the crimes are still closely followed here in Los Angeles and in California, for that matter. Kevin Roderick is with us for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
19 parole attempts on this one. It looks like the 20th time was the charm, to point to a cliche for Van Houten. Who was she and who were her victims?
Well, you know, 20 might be a charm, but remains to be seen. But so this is very interesting for people who may not remember this or be familiar with this. The reason that this is so controversial in the news is that Leslie Van Houten was a member of the, quote, Manson family. These were the young women who were followers of Charles Manson in the late 1960s here in Los Angeles and committed some notorious crimes. In particular, the killings of the LaBiancas in Los Feliz, and the night before that, the killing of actress Sharon Tate and four others at an estate in Benedict Canyon. And each time a member of the Manson family comes up for parole, there's people there to speak against it, and they've always been turned down. And so now these women who were convicted way back then are the longest-serving prisoners, female prisoners, in California history.
In California history, and I know you said people have come up, victims, the families of victims. Sharon Tate's family, I think, was on television saying, you know, lamenting this recommendation.
Well, at the hearing last week, it was a two-member, basically a committee of the state parole board, listened to Leslie Van Houten's history and her talking about the crimes and voted that she was suitable for parole. The relative of the daughter of the LaBiancas was there speaking against it. Sharon Tate's sister appears at all of these parole hearings for members of the Manson family, as do prosecutors from Los Angeles. And in this case, it should be noted that District Attorney Jackie Lacey in Los Angeles also is very much opposed to parole for Leslie Van Houten. Van Houten now is 66 years old. She was 19 at the times of the crime. She was the youngest member of the Manson family involved in the killings, and she was not at the Sharon Tate killing site the night before the murders of the LaBiancas.
Do we have any indication, Kevin, of what Governor Brown will do? I mean, he has blocked these paroles in the past, the Manson family paroles.
His office has pointedly not said yet what they're going to do in this. There was a Manson family member up for parole last year, and Governor Jerry Brown did block that. This is the first time in a while that a case will have come to him for one of the, quote, lead players of the Manson family, if you want to put it that way. Leslie Van Houten is a name that a lot of people in Los Angeles will never forget. It's just after the suspects were arrested, there was a trial downtown that became very theatrical, and all of the players in that trial became very well-known figures in Los Angeles. It was kind of like the O.J. trial of its day, in the sense that everybody followed the news. The people who were involved became household names in Los Angeles.
But this is almost 50 years old, this story, and we still remember this. I mean, there are a lot of people, myself included, who weren't even alive.
Well, it was the nature of the crimes. They were heinous murders, and then words were written in blood on doors, or in the case of the LaBiancas, on their refrigerator. It was an attempt by Charles Manson to incite a race riot in Los Angeles. He believed that blacks and whites were going to be going to war, and he was trying to foment that to happen. And he referred to that race war as Helter Skelter, a concept he got from the name of the Beatles song. So after the murders of the LaBiancas in Los Feliz, Charles Manson left. He took the wallets up to a gas station in Sylmar, planted them there in the bathrooms, thinking that they would be discovered there, and people would say, oh, well, this is an African-American area, and they would view that it was an African-American-inspired siege of murders that was going on. Well, a couple things wrong with that. Nobody felt that way when the wallets were discovered. Sylmar was not an African-American area, and there, you know, no one was buying into this concept of a race war.
Where is this cult leader? Where is Charles Manson today?
Charles Manson is imprisoned in California. He's, I believe, 80 years old now. He's also turned down for parole every time he comes up. I think he's still in the same prison that Phil Spector is in and some other high-profile convicted Californians.
All right, Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.